Thanks, Virginia. Leading the news this morning, the opposition has moved to a 52% lead over the coalition's 48% on a two-party preferred basis. That's according to a Fairfax Nielsen poll out this morning. Fairfax calls it the fastest recovery by any federal opposition after losing an election. An independent think tank has proposed lifting the pension age to 70 and including owner-occupied housing in the pension assets test. The proposal by the Grattan Institute are aimed at helping repair federal and state budgets. The Institute also says the goods and services tax should be broadened to include fresh food, private health and education expenses. Australia's cricket captain Michael Clarke has defended his sledging of England batsman James Anderson at the end of the first test in Brisbane. Clarke says while England and Australia always play hard and tough on the field, there's a strong mutual respect off the field. US President Barack Obama has welcomed Iran's decision to limit its controversial nuclear program in return for around $7 billion in sanctions relief. But he says the lifting of sanctions will be reversed if Iran does not stick to the agreement. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has condemned the agreement as a mistake. And police divers have recovered the body of a three-year-old boy from a dam on a rural property in Victoria. The boy was last seen yesterday playing on the edge of the dam at Digby in the state's southwest.